弟兄姐妹平安。浸礼是一个宣告。
Baptism is a declaration.
而且是生命中最重要的一个宣告。
The most important one in one's lifetime.
不单是对在座的弟兄姐妹、亲朋好友，对着教会宣告。
It is a declaration not only to friends and family and to the church.
也是对着全世界、对着神、对着鬼来做宣告。
But also to the world, to God, and to demons.
宣告从今而后，我乃归属于耶稣基督。
I declare that I now belong to Jesus Christ.
如今活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
From this moment on, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
请我们一起同心祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你，让我们能够在这里见证这九位的弟兄姐妹在借着敬礼所宣告他们的信心，这是何等美善，我们感谢主的恩典。我也将接下来的时间恭敬仰望交在主你的手中，求主亲自向我们说话，也求主使用我这不配的人能够传讲你的信息。感谢赞美主，祷告奉靠救主耶稣基督的名，阿们。这有什么了不起？
Perhaps you may think, why is this so significant?
敬礼这个宣告有什么不同呢？
After all, what is so different about a baptism declaration?
我们这一生中做过大大小小的决定。
We've made countless decisions in our life.
也有很多觉得跟我们这一生都有很大的关系。
Some which have been life-changing.
我们会说出来。
We might even tell others.
可是随着一次一次的失败，我们可能渐渐也不好意思说。
But when we fail to live up to our expectations, we may be embarrassed to tell others.
或者我们的朋友听到了，也会觉得这不过就是三分钟的热度。
Or our friends might think, oh, that is just a passing phase.
那么敬礼这个宣告会不会也是一样呢？
So is it the same with baptism?
会不会今天我们很有热心的说我要跟随主耶稣基督，但过了一阵子心里冷淡了，又过回原来的生活呢？
Perhaps today I declare that I will follow Jesus, but once the excitement fades, I return to my old ways.
我们看圣经怎么说。
Let us see what the Bible has to say.
在马可福音16章16节说，信而受浸的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
In Mark 16:16 it says, He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned.
这里不是说信跟受浸是得救的两个条件。
It doesn't mean that believing and being baptized are two conditions for salvation.
而是说信跟受浸是同一件事情。
But it says that believing and being baptized are one and the same thing.
在圣经的另外一段经文，罗马书十章十节，他说：因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
In another verse, in Romans chapter 10 verse 10, it says, For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation.
所以称义跟得救是同一件事。
So, resulting in righteousness and resulting in salvation are the same thing.
换句话说，我们今天用一个外在的口来去承认内心相信的事实。
Our outward confession with our mouth professes our inward belief in our hearts.
所以敬礼不只是一个外在的仪式，而是表达生命已经改变的事实。
So baptism is not just an outward ceremony, but it displays what has already happened in our hearts.
就好像两个人是因为相爱而进入婚姻礼堂完成婚礼。
Just like a loving couple who enter a wedding.
他们并不是靠着这个婚礼来去相爱。
They do not love each other because of this wedding ceremony.
就好像敬礼，我们不是想说借着敬礼来许愿我能够跟随耶稣。
We're not using baptism to try to promise that we will follow Jesus.
或者心里想着今天从水里上来的那一刹那，原本对神没有的信靠突然有了信靠。
Or that emerging from the water will result in a previous non-existent faith in God.
我们今天看到九位弟兄姐妹的见证就可以知道，他们的生命是已经改变了，然后借由这个敬礼来向世人宣告。
From the testimonies of the nine brothers and sisters, we have seen that their lives have already been changed, and they're using baptism as a declaration to the world.
所以敬礼是将生命改变的事实以一个神圣隆重公开的方式宣告出来。
So baptism is a God-honoring ceremony to declare what has already happened in our hearts.
那么生命到底有了什么样子的改变呢？
So what has changed in our lives?
我们看看圣经怎么说。
Let us see what the Bible has to say.
他说，岂不知我们这受尽归入基督耶稣的人，是受尽归入他的死吗？
Says, or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death?
更进一步他说，所以我们借着敬礼归入死，和他一同埋葬等等。
It continues to say, therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death.
所以在圣经讲到敬礼的时候，同时还提到一个我们一般人最不喜欢提到的死的这个字。
So when the Bible mentions baptism, it also mentions the word that we try to avoid, death.
不只是死，而且还埋葬了。
Not only death, but being buried.
那就表示一点转圜余地都没有了。
There is no way to avoid.
怎么会讲到死呢？我以为我来参加的是敬礼啊。
So why do we mention death? I thought this was a baptism.
怎么会跟死有关系呢？
What does it have to do with death?
各位弟兄姐妹，我们今天信主受浸，有一个重要的事实是我们承认自己软弱。
Dear brothers and sisters, we believe in Jesus and get baptized because we admit that we are unable to help ourselves.
对于对的事情，我们软弱的没有办法做；对于不对的事情，我们软弱的没有办法抵抗。
We are unable to do what is right, and we are not able to resist to doing what is wrong.
我们知道我们生命有了问题。
We realize that the problem lies with our life.
就好像我们今天做一个健康的检查，会出现一堆的数字。
Just like when we go for our annual health checkup and we see our health report.
从这里面我们看到我们的生活需要有所改变。
We see that there are changes we need to do with our lifestyles.
我们可能需要少吃多运动，也可能需要戒烟。
Perhaps we need to eat more, eat less, sorry. Exercise more or quit smoking.
靠着意志力我们或许可以做一段时间。
Perhaps we can do this by our sure determination.
但是时间一长，我们可能生活有改变，心里有了压力，又还想要开始大吃一顿，或者再抽一根烟。
But after a while, with the pressures of life, we might want to eat another big meal or smoke another cigarette.
人的意志力常常是不可靠的。
Our will fails us.
那或许我们可以用外在的方式给我们装饰，给我们帮助。
Or perhaps we can use outward help for us.
如果有一个人，他很生活很忙碌，然后又不重视清洁，他的家就十分的脏乱。
For example, consider someone who is really busy and unable to keep a clean home.
他的家脏到一个程度，他没有办法打扫，就只好花一点钱找清洁公司来家里打扫。
So he has to hire cleaners to put his home in order.
清洁公司做得很好。
The cleaners did a great job.
家里非常的干净。
The house is clean now.
这可能就叫做花钱消灾吧。
Perhaps this is just spending money to avoid a bigger mess.
可是当你又回来住的时候，你没有改变。
But when you return home, you didn't change.
你生活的习惯没有改变，这个家很快又会变脏。
If your old habits remain unchanged, this home will become messy and dirty again.
你又要再请清洁公司来家里打扫。
And then you have to hire cleaners again.
一次一次的邀请清洁公司，这个负担增加了，你的工作就要更努力了。
So with all the money you're spending on cleaners, now you have to work harder to earn more money.
因为你工作更忙碌了，你又更难打扫家里了。
And now that you're busier, you can't clean your home anymore.
你有发现这是一个恶性的循环。
This becomes a vicious cycle.
他非常的累，非常的努力，可是他却隐藏了这件事情本质的错误在哪里。
So we see that this problem lies with the individual himself.
问题就在他的身上。
It lies with the individual himself.
我们的生命出了问题。
There's something wrong inside us.
你有什么样的生命，你就活出什么样的生活来。
The kind of life we have determines how we live.
我们今天在敬礼显出了一件重要的事情，就是已经死了的这件事情。
Baptism displays the death of your old self.
你这有原来的样子的老我已经死了的事情。
Your old self has died.
所以我恭喜刚刚受浸的九位弟兄姐妹，你已经死了。
Congratulations, brothers and sisters who were baptized. You have died.
这是很好的事。
This is great news.
就好像你要戒烟，如果有一个人跟你说 再来一根烟吧。
Just like if you're trying to quit smoking and someone offers you a cigarette.
你不会说，哎，好啊，有没有火啊
？You won't say, "Do you have a light?"
而是说，不，我不需要吸烟了，因为那个烟瘾已经随着老我死了。
You will say, "No, thank you," because my addiction has died with my old self.
我已经不再受它控制了。
The addiction no longer has power over me.
所以那个让神所不喜悦的那个罪，在我们身上没有了控制的权利了。
So this sin that was displeasing to the Lord no longer has power over you.
这是好的无比的事。
This is wonderful news.
你有为着你死而高兴吗？
Are you happy that you have died?
当然这件事情没有停在死的这件事。
Of course, we do not stop at death.
我们看圣经说。
Let us see what the Bible says.
刚刚读的那段经文接下着说，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
The Bible says, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life.
所以进一步他也说，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在复活的形状上与他联合。
For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
所以我们在主耶稣基督里面我们也复活了。
So in Christ we have resurrected.
我也恭喜刚刚九位弟兄姐妹，你们活了。
Congratulations, brothers and sisters, you are alive again.
你不只是活了，而且是有新生命的活。
Not only are you alive, but you are alive with a new life.
有了这个新的生命，你可以主动的活出神所喜悦的样子。
With this new life, you will naturally live out a life that is pleasing to the Lord.
这不是一般人错误的认为我信主受浸就是我自己不变，这个世界因我产生改变。
This is not what some people might think, where after I believe and get baptized, I don't change, but the world around me changes.
我之前缺钱的，我发大财；之前不如意的，我心想事成。
I used to be poor, but now I can become rich. All my hopes and dreams are going to come true now.
不是这个样子的。
It is not like that.
也不是说那这样，是不是以前我好喜欢的事情，我就不能做了？我要刻苦自己。我就为了要让神高兴而我自己十分的沮丧。
Does this mean I can't do all the things I used to like to do? And in order to please the Lord, I have to become depressed?
也不是这样的。
It is not like that.
而是我们有了新的生命，我们可以主动的活出神所喜悦的样子，而过去不好的事情，我们主动的不愿意再去这么做了。
It is that with our new life, we can now naturally live out a life that is pleasing to the Lord, and naturally we would want to avoid doing the things that displeases God.
使徒保罗有相同的经验，他说，只是我先前以为与我有益的，现在因基督都当作有损的，并且继续说，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
The Apostle Paul said, but whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ.
可是我们在信主之前，已经过了几十年，原来的生活。
But before we believed in Jesus, we have already lived many, many years.
对于一件事情你有什么看法，会有什么反应，常常好像刻在我们身体上，我们就会直接这么做。
Many of our old habits or reactions have already been ingrained in our hearts.
所以圣经也提醒我们，在罗马书六章十一节说，你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
Scriptures remind us in Romans chapter 6 verse 11, even so consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
所以我们要知道我们过去那个老我已经死了的事情。
So we must know that our old self is dead.
之前那个老样子也死了，成了死样子。
So our old behaviors have died and they are now dead behaviors.
大家可以想象，你有了新生活，靠着主耶稣基督活，却活了死样子，是对的吗？
So if you have a new life and you're living life by the power of Christ, is it right to have your dead behaviors?
所以以后有人再说你这个死样子，你要说不，那个我已经死了。
So So if someone says, you are still your old self, you must tell them, no, my old self is dead.
当然，这件事情不是立刻就可以发生的。
Of course, this is not something that will happen in a day.
跟我们这个肉体的生命有类似的地方，就是这个肉体的生命会刚生下来的时候是一个婴孩。
Our spiritual life is like our physical life. We are born as babies.
当我们有了属灵的生命的时候，它像是一个属灵婴孩的这个样式。
When we have a new life, we start out as a spiritual baby.
那有不同的地方是，我们这个肉体的生命会随，不管你愿不愿意，会随着时间渐渐长大，甚至衰老。
Our physical bodies will grow old and die, whether we like it or not.
但是我们属灵的生命要靠我们来追求。
But our spiritual life requires us to nurture.
若你努力追求，它就可以成长；若你停止追求，它可能就停滞，甚至倒退。
If we diligently pursue growth, it will grow, but otherwise it might deteriorate.
所以有一些基督徒，他刚信主就十分努力的追求，他很快就可以成为一个成熟的基督徒。
So some Christians, when they diligently pursue growth, they mature quickly.
但是有一些人一直都不追求，可能信主了很多年，仍然是原来的样子。
But some believers, if they don't put in the effort, after many years, they will still be their old self.
他没有办法听神的话。
They are unable to listen to God's word.
喜欢的还是这个世界上的荣华富贵。
They still chase after worldly pleasures.
他遇到困难就慌乱不已。
They get anxious when they meet difficulties.
他不能爱神，更爱不了人。
They don't love God and can't love others.
这样的属灵婴孩。
This is a spiritual baby.
各位弟兄姐妹，当一个婴孩小小的，我们看他好可爱。
Dear brothers and sisters, a little baby is adorable.
但是如果是一个老的婴孩，就很可怕了。
But an old baby will be kind of creepy.
所以我们应该要有了属神新生命的，就不应该停在原来的地方，要努力的追求。
So if we have a new life in Christ, we cannot just stay in our original position. We must diligently pursue growth.
在圣经上有提醒我们，在敬虔上操练自己，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，应有今生和来生的应许。
In the Bible it says, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness, for bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come.
操练敬虔不是说又有一个额外的负担在你的生命当中。
To discipline yourself for godliness does not mean you have an extra burden on yourself.
就好像是你是一个婴孩，你要成长就很自然的在一个有爱的家庭里面，然后接受听父母的话，接受父母的喂养。
A baby naturally has to grow in a loving family and be nourished by his family.
我们现在有属神的新的生命的人，也有一个新的身份，就是神家里的人。
A new life in Christ brings us a new identity. We are now members of the family of God.
所以属神的婴孩，你要成长，就是留在一个对你生长有帮助的属神的家，也就是教会。
So in order for a spiritual baby to grow, we must belong to the family of God, which is the church.
听神的话，接受神的喂养和爱。
So listen to God's word and be nourished by God's love.
在这里我们有几个具体的事情我们可以来做。
There are a few practical things we can do.
当你信主之后，第一件最重要的就是顺服主耶稣基督的教导，在众人面前以敬礼来宣告你的信心。
When you believe in Jesus, the first important step you can do is to be baptized in front of others.
所以今天我们看到这九位弟兄姐妹在众人面前的宣告是何等的美好。
So we see today's beautiful declaration by the nine brothers and sisters who were baptized.
接下来就是在一个礼拜当中的第一天，也就是主日，我们分别出来来敬拜神。
The next thing we can do is to set apart the first day of the week, the Lord's Day, to worship the Lord.
在这一天，我们不做别的，我们就是全心全意的来到神的家中，与弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜神。
On this day, we worship the Lord wholeheartedly with our brothers and sisters.
这是很重要的。
This is of utmost importance.
因为在这里是有神宝座设立的地方。
Because this is where the throne of God is established.
我们在这里不是一个观众，而是深深投入在里面的人。
We are not an audience, but we are part of this entire worship.
所以不管是唱诗、赞美、祷告、听到，我们都要全人来投入在里面。
So whether it is praising, praying, or listening to the message, we must do it wholeheartedly and with our whole selves.
我们应该不要把外面的事情带到里面来。
Let us not think of what's happening in the outside world.
或者想着外面朋友的邀约而想要迟到早退。
Or think about appointments you have with your friends and trying to leave early.
或是低头滑手机。
Or look at your phone.
当然你们会说啊，现在电子版的圣经是很普遍的。
Perhaps you might say, well, the e-Bible is very popular.
所以我用手机是在看圣经。
So I'm using the phone to read the Bible.
电子版圣经有很多的好处，我也在用。
The electronic Bible is very useful. He uses it too.
但是在我应该不是唯一的一个。但是在这一个场合，我们用手机来看圣经的时候会出现一个状况。
But in this type of setting, using our phones might result in, might be problematic.
因为每个手机都有一个即时通讯显示的功能。
Because every phone has an instant messaging function.
如果有朋友这个时候给你个微信说你人在哪里啊？
If a friend messages you and asks you where are you?
还要多久啊？
How long will you take?
我们急着要出去玩啊。
We are trying to go out and have fun.
或者你玩的游戏它也会主动 send a message 给你。
Or perhaps the game you're playing might send you an instant message.
他说前方战事非常的火烈。
The battle on the front lines is very urgent.
急需将帅前来领导。
We need you to lead the battle.
这个不是你主动要去看的。
This is not something you really want to see on the phone.
它自己就出现在荧幕上。
But it automatically pops up on the screen.
你看了还要再想我要不要回。
And when you see it, you might think, do I want to reply to this?
你就算不回，其实你已经分心了，不是吗？
Even if you don't reply to it, you have been distracted, haven't you?
所以我们一直鼓励大家在这段时间，就这一个多小时、两个小时的时间，我们就用一个不受干扰的情况下，我们可以读圣经，我们一起来敬拜神。
So I encourage you that during this hour and a half that we can be completely focused on the Lord without any distractions.
这对我们都是有益处的。
This is beneficial to us.
接下来就是在肢体之间有团契的生活。
The next step we can do is have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我们在这里，大家教会是一个大的家庭，我们会认识很多的人。
The church is a big family. We get to know a lot of people.
但是有类似背景的人，我们会聚集在一起，我们用更深的交通。
But in smaller groups, we can have deeper conversations.
我们在一起，我们查经祷告，我们一起分享扶持。
Together, we can study the Bible. We can share our lives together and support one another.
我们学习用神的爱来爱彼此。
We learn to love one another with the love of God.
这真的是一个很美的画面。
This is a beautiful picture.
我们教会有很多的团契，大部分都是在星期五晚上聚会。
Our church has many fellowship groups, most of which meet on Friday evenings.
对于很多人而言，礼拜五晚上是黄金时段。
For many people, Friday evenings is the beginning of the weekend, a very important time.
所以你可能会想说，不论是去外面吃饭、跟朋友聊天、逛街、看电影，都是这么好，怎么会想要来到教会去查圣经呢？
So for many, that is a time where you go out and have dinner or a party with your friends. Why would you want to come to church and study the Bible?
但是这就是我们有了新生命的改变。
But this is the change of a new life.
我们感受到神真正的爱，我们感受到肢体之间的扶持的时候，其实这一天变得不一样。
We experience God's love and the love of brothers and sisters, and this day is now different to us.
它还是黄金时段。
It is still the best day of the week.
而是我们爱主的弟兄姐妹很期盼在一天一个礼拜当中很期盼聚会的一天。
And a day that brothers and sisters look forward to gather together with the brothers and sisters.
我们教会有13个团契。
Our church has 13 fellowship groups.
有各种年龄层以及背景的。
Suitable for all ages and backgrounds.
所以若你还没有你的团契，应该在这13个团契里面会找到一个适合你的团契。
So if you don't have a fellowship group yet, I'm sure that there is one for you.
最后就是要建立一个好的灵修生活。
Finally, we should establish a good devotional time with the Lord.
除了主日的崇拜，除了团契的时间，我们每一天都分别出来，来跟神有单独交通的时间。
Besides the Sunday worship and fellowship time, we need to set aside our time every day to spend with the Lord.
希望能找到一个固定的时间地点，我们在这里就是祷告、唱诗，更重要的读圣经。
We can pray, sing songs of praise, read the Bible at a specific time and a specific location.
读圣经很重要，因为我们不能只靠着主日崇拜的几节圣经来过一个礼拜的生活。
Reading the Bible is really important because we cannot just depend on the Sunday sermon to live our weekly life.
我们圣经应该要一章一章一字不漏的循序渐进的把它读完。
We should read the Bible chapter by chapter, verse by verse, without skipping any parts.
王牧师曾经说过，读圣经是一个很有滋味的事情。
Pastor Wang once said, reading the Bible is greatly enjoyable and a delight to our souls.
我过去一直很难体会。
Previously, I was unable to understand that.
总以为读圣经就是从圣经里面读了一大堆什么能做、什么不能做的条款。
I used to think that the Bible was simply reading a list of rules and regulations.
这样怎么会有意思呢？
How is this enjoyable?
但是我随着教会的读经班一起一章一章不跳不挑的把圣经读过了后，我发现不一样。
But after I joined the Sunday Bible reading class, and read the Bible chapter by chapter, verse by verse, I realized that it was different.
圣经里面真的十分的丰富。
The Bible is really, it's packed with many amazing things.
在圣经里面有极大的智慧。
In it is great wisdom.
有最深的懊悔。
The most deepest understanding.
有光明的盼望。
Bright hope.
更有很美的文学。
And beautiful literature.
对于我而言，更重要的，我在这里能够认识到创造宇宙万物的真神。
And to me, most importantly, that in the Bible, I can get to know the one true God, creator of the universe.
我们不应该要用我们自己脑子里面神的形象来套在里面读圣经。
We should not use our own minds to imagine what God is like.
我们会觉得，是不是会觉得这个神不会对于罪恶这样严厉的批判？
Some people might think, does God really hate sin this much?
在你的脑中可能认为神不过就是满头白发、白胡，然后满脸笑容、慈祥和蔼的老人家呢。
Some people might think, isn't God just a kind old man with white hair and a long white beard?
那不是神的形象。
That's not God.
那顶多就是肯德基爷爷。
That's KFC's Colonel Sanders.
我们神是什么样子的神？要靠神借着他的圣经启示来去认识他。
To know who God is, we have to know him by his own revelation.
什么事情让他喜乐？什么事情让他愤怒？
What does he like? What does he dislike?
他是如何的圣洁，却爱上我们这个完全充满罪恶的人？
How holy he is, yet he loves us sinners.
你若读了圣经，你会认识神。
Once you read the Bible, you will know God.
你不会不知道他的心意。
You will know his will.
所以我很鼓励大家能够有一个很好的灵修生活，最好也能够来参加我们教会的主日学读经班来帮助你。
So I encourage everyone to have a good devotional time and also to attend our church Sunday school.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们，
Dear brothers and sisters and friends,
你认识神吗？
Do you know God?
你若认识神，有像这样子过神所喜悦的属灵生活吗？
If you know God, do you have this kind of spiritual life that is pleasing to the Lord?
如果还没有，我真的盼望你能够找到一个你能委身的教会，过这样子的属灵的生活。
If not, I really hope that you can commit to a church and live a life that is pleasing to God.
如果你还不认识真神，
If you don't yet know God,
我希望能够借由今天的敬礼看到弟兄姐妹的见证。
I hope that by the testimonies of our brothers and sisters who were baptized today,
不是靠人的意志力，也不是靠着外在的帮助，
not by our own determination or by outward help,
靠的是神恩典的大能，
but by the power of God's grace,
也同样可以发生在你的身上。
This can happen to you too.
只要你谦卑下来，寻求神，
if you are humble and you seek the Lord,
我也盼望你能够继续的来到教会，我们可以将神这美好的福音传给你。
I invite you to continue coming to the church, and we can share this wonderful good news with you.
愿神赐福大家。
May the Lord bless you.